Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain yet. In fact, a new surge of rain comes in through the overnight hours tonight and hangs around for much of the day tomorrow. A drenching cold rain. Overnight low temperature tonight, about 50. And as a matter of fact, that'll be probably the high tomorrow as well, about 50 as it hovers and it becomes breezy as well. Then the rain tapers off tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature 35. Friday, breezy, cool, high temperature maybe 52, but I think we'll be in the low 30s by Saturday morning at dawn. Saturday is a cool day, but a sunny day, high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Bernie Sanders, I understand you want to have a meeting. We can do that, but we'll have to keep it short. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Sorry about that. You are short, you know.
Hey, Mike. Bill Clinton here. You know, somebody asked me why you decided to run for president. I told him somebody must have put you up to it. Get it?
Like Mike,
don't want no short people.
Little Mikey,
don't want no short people.
Oh, kidding aside, it's great you're running. If you win, you're really gonna get up in the world. I did it again. Maybe we could get Elizabeth Warren in here. She could say something that would make you feel better. What, she couldn't make it? Oh, she couldn't get a reservation, huh? Hey, that was pretty good, actually.
Bernie, you're so funny.
Yeah, I'm a regular shaky green. From our super secret studios, where we have a 6-month supply of comic books and the cable is free, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Sit right back as asset preservationist David Earnest gives you some good news about your money. Now, here he is, the Grand Master of Greenbacks, the Maharaja of Money Matters, the Prince of Prosperity, it's David Earnest.
Thank you, Russ. Yeah, I'm laughing so hard I got to get off the floor here, man. I'm about to die.
Yeah, I don't think they mentioned anything about farmers. You know, he just tinkled all over the farmers the other day. He just, all you got to do to be a farmer now, this is what I understand. I'm thinking about going into it.
Really?
You dig a hole, put a seed in there, cover it up, and water it, and you're a farmer.
Yeah.
You got to do a few more things than that.
You got to do a
lot more than that. Hey, man, we got so much stuff. You got some great information.
Yeah.
I got stuff lined up. We got a phone call coming in from a celebrity a little bit later.
Oh. And, okay, we need some.
We got other stuff, too, man.
It's all right, we'll rush right into what we're going to talk about all tonight. Right. Living to age 100 and beyond.
Now, it's possible.
And it could be a problem if you, you know, one of those long-term politicians. We just can't seem to get rid of you.
Did you have any, or do you have any relatives who have made it that far?
100?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
We
I got them close, but not 100.
We had an aunt. We think she was 100 because she was, nobody knew how old she was. And we had an uncle named Uncle Nealis.
Hmm.
And he just kept showing up at the reunions, and we kind of figured out, well, so-and-so 75, and
yeah,
he was around when he was born. So, but
it's amazing the age that
a lot of people
are living to.
Yeah.
You know? And it's amazing how long some of these politicians are living.
I know. I think they're wasting that on them.
And they stay in there forever, and they just won't leave, except they keep on sneaking the taxes up.
I think Richard Shelby is about 300 years old. He's been there a while.
Man, he's been in there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good and bad. It's good. A lot of things is good.
Yeah.
And some things is bad. So you have to take the good with the bad, you know, because there's only one way to do it. You know, you either vote for him or you don't. So we're talking about living to age 100 and beyond. You know, there's a lot of problems, from vaccines to seatbelts to defibrillators in restaurants. You know, the humans are constantly finding new ways to stave off death. You know, when I went to England,
yeah,
you see you remember those old phone booths, the red ones?
Yeah.
I thought, man, let me go in here. I'm going to find a telephone.
And get it as a photo op.
No, it was a defibrillator and a Wi-Fi.
Really?
I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Well, what happened to the telephone?
You know, a lot of high schools, especially in the gyms, they have the defibrillator in there because I know more than one that I've heard in the past several years where some kids out there playing, they just, they seize up and drop. They've got asthma or something.
Yeah,
or
some all kind of
their heart, they go into cardiac arrest, and so they zap them, bring them back.
But according to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, South.
Yes.
The number of Americans to hit 100 rose 43% from the year 2000 to the year 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And probably much more now. But the potential for a long life also means considering a big question when putting together a financial plan. These are big questions. What sort of resources are you going to need if you're among those people to experience this sort of longevity?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to live in Montgomery because it will take 1% more of your money. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I think a lot of people take you up on that because we just talked to somebody in person who is moving out of Montgomery.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
I've talked to several
I
people.
Know it.
Who are moving their home.
Just
moving.
Don't live so far away that we can't do business with you.
That's
what I mean?
Right.
Well, I do business. I've got clients all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll come see you.
Well, you know, they scatter sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing is, what kind of retirement plan can you get to age 100 and beyond? Ooh, that's a good one. And I love talking about that one because you got to use something that reverses a lot of things that a lot of people don't realize is there, and that is to make the money last a lot longer. You got to reverse some things. And one of those things you can reverse is the interest. You can use compound interest, and you can use reverse compound interest, and you'll never run out of money.
Wasn't it our friend Albert Einstein who said, you have to give me the quote,
the most powerful force on earth is compound interest.
See, this man, he played with atoms and the universe. I think he may have been from another planet. And
he looked like he was from somewhere.
He knew that was important.
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
It was. It is. It is. Still is.
I mean, I wish that'd be so cool. You're so smart, sir. Why don't you come over here? We'll just give you a lot of money and you hang with us.
And I wish I could say, hey, we found the fountain of youth.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they've been looking for it for a long time, and they haven't found it, but they found the fountain of stretching.
Uh-huh.
Stretching out your longevity. I don't know if it's a rubber band or whatever it is. There's all kinds of things that they give you. You know, I've got these bottle of pills I take every night, you know, and it's supposed to be helping me live longer.
Not a blue pill, is it, man?
Well,
no. We don't go there, man. But you're talking about the fountain of youth.
When I was in Texas, I worked for a dude. He was a direct descendant of Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon.
You know, the dude that was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, he's had on a funny-looking hat.
He had on his little metal.
And I don't see how he walked around with that hat like
well,
that.
Well, let's keep the spears off because then people was mad at him.
Oh,
but anyhow, I told him, I said, man, me and you, all, you know, we got all this modern technology. Florida ain't that far away. We ride over there one weekend and look. Maybe we can find it.
Yeah, but I went down there and I drank what they said was the Fountain of Youth water, and it was so bitter I had spit it out.
Well, maybe,
I just so not live long to drink that stuff.
Maybe something could happen to us. Like
a lot of sulfur in it.
The Green Mile. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Green Mile, the movie?
The little mouse lived so long and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Mr. Jingles.
Yes. Well, you know what? Now, there is, people are going to think I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
But there is it's not medication. It's not FDA approved.
Yeah.
But they gave it to these mice.
Uh-huh.
Are these Wilshire rats, I guess you could call them.
Uh-huh.
And the darn things live twice as long as they're supposed to. So
wow.
I believe rats can live a long time.
Okay, help me out now.
Yeah.
What is a Wilshire rat?
It's a rat that's a Wilshire.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't know. It's a breed of rats.
I just, if it comes up in
that's
conversation.
That's what they call them, Wilshire rat. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I thought you might know.
Well, it's like a breed of a dog, a breed of a horse.
I thought maybe.
It's a Wilshire rat. Maybe the Wilshires raised them. I don't know.
I thought maybe in your part-time you were like a rat connoisseur or so.
Had a friend that was a rat connoisseur.
Really?
Yeah, he had to feed them and do experiments with them and things like that.
Yeah.
And they can be kind of mean.
Well, they'll bite you.
I know.
You know why? Because they're rats.
The rat is a rat, and that is that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here's some things you need to think about if you're going to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this always depends on the person, and I'm going to try to focus on six strategies if we get around to all six of them.
Six strategies.
Yeah. Strategy one, plan on working longer if you live longer.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons for that. One is if you work longer, scientists will say, most times, it helps you live longer. Now,
uh-huh.
I'm not telling you, I'm not saying, I'm not suggesting that you live, that you work in a job that you just can't stand to work in and you're waiting to the day you can leave.
Mm-hmm.
I hear this all the time.
Yeah.
If I could get a nickel for every time I've heard that in one of these meetings, I would be 10 times as rich as I am.
Wow.
But anyway, here's the deal. You've got to plan on doing something make more money or make your money work harder.
Uh-huh.
You get it? What do? I make money work harder sometimes, you know? I mean, I know how to do that.
Yeah, you're smart that
but
way.
But you don't want to lose what you got. Because if you lose what you got, you know, you're not so hot.
You just gave me a great idea, though.
What's that?
I'm going to start me a Wilshire rat farm.
Well, you could sell it. It to the to the people who do all these experiments.
There's got to be a market for them.
There is.
What they eat, I wonder. Probably Fritos or something.
They eat whatever they can get.
Okay.
Anyway, so plan on working longer. You know, let's say you start working at 25, stop at 65, and live to 95. What you gonna do the other 30 years? Sit in the chair and watch television? Your blood quits moving.
Yeah.
You know, your eyeballs burn out with all the stuff that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And you get lots of headaches. You know, I mean, you want to move around. Let the blood flow.
Well, you know, my dad is 83.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, it's been so funny because I would say, let's go do something. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Well, no, I got this to do. Over the last year, he's come 2-3 times, just knock on the door. Hey, let's go fishing. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's up every day.
Yeah.
Last few days, he hadn't been so much because he had a little surgery on his hand.
Right.
But he's out raking the leaves and cutting the grass and cutting limbs and all that.
There you go.
And I'm thinking it's just, you know, something to keep him busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And living a long time costs the government a big dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that dime gets bigger and bigger. And that's the reason why Social Security, they invested it unwisely and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did that. Yes, they did that. But they also didn't plan on you living so long. Why? Thank the Lord we didn't have socialized medicine all these years or you wouldn't be living so long because in my opinion, it's designed for you to die.
Well, you know, you heard who they were talking about in that song a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about denying medical attention to the older folks. Just let them die.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's. Look, if they won't do a procedure on you because you're too old.
Uh-huh.
What are they doing? They're letting you die.
Letting you go.
Mm-hmm. So that can be very serious for families and all these other things. So you got to have some money to live longer sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Strategy two, plan on working more purposely. That doesn't mean it has to be a slog or druggery thing or, you know, Tim Maury, author of Simple Money, a no-nonsense guide to personal finance, when given a choice between saving more aggressively to afford a long-term retirement or working longer, he's the fan of working longer. So am I. I'm an asset preservationist. I say, hey, you know, risk can be bad if it hits you in the head. You know what I'm saying? If the stock market goes down at the wrong time, my friend, all this boom can be bust.
Right.
It's a must that you understand that boom can bust.
Yes, it can.
It's the BB that can hit you in the head.
Boom,
you ever been
bust.
Shot in the head with a BB? A boom bust?
I got winged a time or two, never in the head.
It doesn't feel very good. Doesn't feel very good.
I can imagine.
So just remember, plan on working more purposely so that you can, you know, have the desire to get up and do these things, but also just don't think so much about taking high risk on the telling of things, you know. Be more conservative and conserve your money, because look, we know how to make money conservatively, and we can make a lot of money conservatively. I was sitting with some people today and they made almost 30% counting a 15% bonus this last year, and that was darn conservative. In other words, it can't go away. It's there for every day.
Wow.
And it can't go away.
How can I get that? Somebody asked what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone right now and dial 279-7431. That is David Ernest's office line. Notice how I got in there. You have to get that in there. But that's David's office line, 279-7431. Talk to him. You leave him a message. He'll call you back. Sit down with him. No obligation, doesn't cost you a thing, and you will learn something. You'll be thinking, this guy's got all his marbles in the same sack there, and I think he's got a good idea what's going on. 279-7431. If you're planning on living to be 100, call him today.
Yes.
Don't wait till you're 95.
No, it doesn't really help. You should already have the money by then. So let's move on real quick so we can do some more things.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy number three. This is very important for you folks out there. Know your employer benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know who you work for. You know what you're supposed to do when you're working. But do you know all your employer benefits? You know, if you don't know all your employer benefits, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know all the things that you could get for free or almost free, you know, don't blame me. You know why? Because.
Tell me.
I don't want to be the one hit in the face with a pie.
Right.
When we sit down and I say, why didn't you do all of this stuff?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you do all this stuff? And you're going, well, I didn't know it was there.
Well, now,
don't do that.
I'll tell you how to find out about your benefits. Usually, when you start work, they'll give you a little book, and it will say your benefits. And you just sit down and at your leisure and read that and go make yourself familiar. A lot of times now, they put it on the internet over there. You know, you can
go
look it up. And sometimes they'll take you and sit down. They've got a little PowerPoint presentation, if they still do that. I think I might be out of the loop. I don't know if they do PowerPoint anymore. But, you know, make some
notes. They still point.
And it's powerful.
Yes, it
is. So,
you
know, make some notes and do some. Ask some questions.
Ask some questions.
That's right.
You know, how much, when, how, like, okay, so you match up to 4%.
Yeah.
And you're only matching up to 2%. Shame on you.
Oh, yeah.
You're throwing 2% of your money down the drain.
While,
and that can come into some money.
While Montgomery,
making $100,000 a year, that's $2,000. You could be paying that. I get it. Yeah, I know what you're about to say.
While Montgomery's taking that 1%, a lot of people mad about it.
I know. You could be making 3, 4, 5 more percent, and Montgomery would be getting 1% of nothing because that comes out of your money. Unless it's a Roth 401k, well, then they still get some of it.
I understand that 1% comes out before anything else. That's what I heard.
Do what?
They gonna get that 1%.
Now wait a minute.
That's what I heard today. I heard our buddy Dan Morris talking about that.
You got to be kidding me.
I could be wrong because you know I take a lot of medication, but I'm almost sure that's what I heard.
Well, what a bunch of. Mm.
That's like, you know, a pirate ship pulls up.
I can't even believe it. You know, the 1%. Well, you know what? It probably does. It probably does come out of your gross.
It comes out of your gross.
I think you're right because I used to have it taken out of my gross years ago when I was in Birmingham. I worked in. Uh-huh. They've had this 1% occupational tax forever. And I do remember it was 1% of everything.
But you think about it, you know, you live in Elmore County. And you got to come over here to work. You got to pay that 1%. 1%, that's piddling. But you think about it, that makes me mad. You, I'm sure people who live here or who work here, going back to Elmore County, they might shop here. They pay tax.
Yeah.
They might buy a little gas over here. They pay tax.
Let me just tell you.
Probably bought a car here, paid tax.
I hear it all the time. People say, oh, they gave me a 1% raise, or I hadn't had but 1% in the last 2 or 3 years. Well, guess what? You're going to get a good swift kick to the rear end because in 3 years, they're going to take 3%, and then they're going to give you back 1% if you get a 1% raise.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, folks.
Well, while we're in this vein, I have something here for you. This is a little something that I put together just to inform you about what's going on with this 1% tax. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let it go.
The city of Montgomery has passed the 1% occupational tax.
That's me.
Didn't ask anybody? No. Just went ahead and did it. Now, some folks are saying 1%, big deal. Well, let me run it down for you. Say you live over in Prattville, and you go to Montgomery and work, and you make $50,000 a year. That's pretty good. Well, that 1% they get before any other tax comes out is $500. That sounds like maybe a car payment and maybe part of the gas bill right there. $500. If your spouse also works in Montgomery and makes $50,000 a year, your spouse is paying $500. That means you're paying $1,000 a year to keep up Montgomery, even though you don't live there. Now, sure, you buy gas in Montgomery. You might pick up something at the grocery store in Montgomery. You probably come here to do some shopping. Well, you pay tax on all that. Plus, now, you're paying a 1% occupational tax. That's a 1% tax for the privilege to come to the city and work. It seems like they've run out of things to tax, and now they're hitting you in the pocketbook. Well, next thing, they're going to be taxing the air. Yeah, you're trying to breathe. They're going to be taxing the air, standing there with their hands out while you're taking a breath. They're going to tax you to look at stuff. Look at that statue over there. Oh, that'll be 50 cents. What? Yes, that's the tax. Oh, man. What I want you to do, folks, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being taxed to death. What I want you to do is go to the window right now, open it up, and yell outside.
I got hairy legs.
No, that's the wrong button. I want you to yell.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And just let the city of Montgomery know how you feel.
This rant brought to you by the Council for Staying Calm When Your Taxes Are Raised.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we've got a phone call.
All right.
Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
It's Kyle.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I won't cuss, I promise.
I appreciate it. Didn't even have to ask. And he's going, what can we do for you?
You know, that 1% occupational tax, man, that's just terrible. I had a buddy of mine today tell me two things. He said, if they pass it, he's moving his business to Elmore County because he doesn't want to do his employees that way. And he said if he wasn't able to move his business to Elmore County like he thinks he's going to be able to do, he would go out of his way to buy things and function and work outside the county so the county wouldn't get any more of his tax money.
Well, there you go. I'm thinking a lot of people are going to be like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just upsets folks. Well, you know, the lady on the news said, you make $50,000, $500 of that's going to the city, and that's just for you having to cross the line.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I'm sorry. You're not going to tax me to come work. No, that ain't fixing to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to get a mass exodus of people that are working there. The only people who will really stay there, I would think, if they have any choice at all, will be state workers.
They and have to, yeah.
They have to. I mean, they're really, you know, got their arm twisted. But holy smoke, man, that's crazy.
It's insane.
It really is. And this has got to be the call of the night so far.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Call us back anytime. Well, I thought he was going to cuss there for a minute.
He can't say that blame him.
Hey, ramping up.
But. Strategy number four really, really, really zeroes right in on kind of what we're talking about.
Really?
Save as much as you can when you can. You hear it?
Yeah.
Save as much as you can when you can. But this is 1% that you can't save unless you get out of Dodge, right?
Exactly.
And I know that sounds like Captain Obvious, but not everyone can obviously do this. So what can you do? You're going to have to get smarter. You're going to have to get smarter. You're going to have to find a way to pay this 1% if it goes through. You know what I'm hoping and praying? I'm thinking that the Alabama legislature, would they have to pay this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. If anybody knows the answer, call us. 272-9228. Because I think that might be one reason why they're trying to kill it.
Really? So they won't
maybe
have to,
I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of those folks don't live here. They have to come in from other parts of the state to
right.
come into. Yeah, I never
so
thought
So does
about
it
that.
Work like that? Are they? Because they're really working in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
That's where the capital is.
And think about this. I just thought about this. You got a business here, and you got this extra, incurrence or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You got to pay it. You think maybe people might raise their prices on stuff to fix that where they're not really losing anything?
Well, you know that that's what happens. When you have things go up in price,
uh-huh.
you automatically have things go up to match it, like inflation. Anytime there's a tax,
uh-huh.
it causes a little bit of inflation, or maybe a lot sometimes.
You know, I ain't got no business over here. I mean, as far as like a brick and mortar thing. And I was just checking here. Let me do some mathematicians right quick. Let's see. That's the times 1%, and it equals. If you have a business, say you cleared $1 million last year,
mm-hmm.
was that like $100,000? Is that right?
1%
uh-huh.
of $1 million?
Yeah.
I think it's 10,000.
10,000? Well, mm-hmm. that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And so, but, you know, a lot of businesses might make $10 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Lord, that's a lot of money.
Boy, yeah, it adds up because, keep in mind, everything that's coming through here is being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, strategy number four, save as much as you can when you can because you don't know when the man, you know, mm-hmm. is going to have out his hand.
That would be the hands out and you get your stuff and you go so you can preserve the money you're making.
Right.
And don't it does not get eaten up by taxes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so if your gross is a certain number, I guess that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They are taxing your gross.
And we have a phone call.
Okay.
Help and well, show. Who is this?
This is David.
Hey, David, how are you?
All right. I'm one of those Greg Goodell converts to y'all's show.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you.
We're glad to have you aboard, man. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm coming from North Montgomery, just leaving my job.
Okay. So you work here in Montgomery. Do you live here?
No.
Ah,
no, I do not.
So you're a victim.
I am a victim.
I think the first time
I've ever said that in my life.
Well,
yeah.
I think this is like
now we can understand and relate to it.
Getting victimized.
Yes.
So now, do you own a business or do you
no.
work for somebody?
No, I did for about 18 years, and I've had a meeting with Mr. David there, and I can tell you he's very thorough and very professional.
Of course,
I wanted to thank him for that.
Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome.
I wanted to correct you a little bit on your math. Let's say they raise it by 1%. Well, you got to raise it by 1% for you, raise it 1% for your employee, and 1% for your business. So you got to raise your rate 3%.
You got that one. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I don't feel bad because I stink at math. So if you got, I trust you. I trust you.
Yeah, it's a snowball effect.
Right, and you had said if you cleared $1 million last year,
uh-huh.
that's not what the law they're. that they pass. If you
it's your gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what right. I said when I said clear,
I think I said.
Yeah. That.
Well, yeah, it's your net.
You have $1 million in income, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's.
But you don't count your expenses. It costs you $500,000 for your parts and materials. Well, they don't care about that. You don't get to deduct anything. It's just your raw receipt.
Well, if you're doing a Schedule C, there, I would think, I haven't seen it yet, but if you're doing a Schedule C or something like that, I think they're going to have to be taxing what you net. But what you net is what you make. In other words,
it's what you take home.
It's what you take home. But you're right, Dave. If you were salary reducing, say like you had $100,000, you were taking out 1% to go to your 401k. They're not going to give you credit for that 1% going to your 401k. You're absolutely correct on that.
Or your medical care. Or
no, absolutely not. They're going to hit you for the big, what they call your adjusted gross, or your gross, should I say, your gross.
Right, your gross.
This whole thing's kind of gross, isn't it?
It's all gross.
It's very gross.
It's very gross.
But if you're talking about income tax, in 2003, the Supreme Court of Alabama, Roy Moore, said that Birmingham couldn't do a 2% occupational tax because it went beyond the 5 or 6% state income tax. Uh-huh. So some of these have already been ruled unconstitutional for a variety of reasons, but we need to find out how close that 1% puts us to the state's limit on income tax. I don't know if there's been changes on the income tax, but, yeah, is it an income tax? Is it a what?
It's an occupational tax.
Yeah,
all I know is it's an occupational tax.
Is that sales tax? I mean, where does that fall?
They call it occupational tax, which I would imagine it's like an income tax.
I think it's the sneaky, slimy tax.
That's what it is, yeah, sneaky, slimy tax.
It's a sneaky, slimy tax.
The sneaky, slimy tax.
Sneaky steak.
The high-handed tax of 2020.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, well, David, thanks so much for calling us.
And thank you, David, for calling.
Y'all, thanks for having the show. Enjoy it. Y'all
look forward to talking to you more soon.
Take care. Be careful on your way home.
Yeah, be careful.
Take care
of that beautiful wife.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. You've met David.
I met him. Yeah.
I was wondering, how did you know he's met? And he didn't cuss. So we got people.
Oh, they're nice guys.
Hey, we got another phone call here. Let me get this real quick. Hang on.
Yeah.
Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
Hey, fool. This is Corn Pop.
Hey, everybody. Corn Pop's on the phone.
Yeah, man. I tell that Joe Biden fool, if he don't quit acting crazy, I'm gonna come down there and be all over him like a 1% occupational tax.
See, Corn Pop is even upset about this.
I hear you, man. That's terrible,
isn't it, though?
You're getting everybody all worked up.
Baby Cakes called us last night, and
they're going to hit you with a bat.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. I'm getting off course here, but that's all right.
Yes, but we've been talking about, what have we been talking about?
Living to 100.
These 6 steps that will help you get to 100 and have some money.
I think I'm going to put 7 steps in there. Leave my gum. No, I'm just kidding.
And we really do have another phone call.
Oh, we do? Okay,
yeah.
All right, here we go.
Health and Wealth Show, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Brandon. Who's this?
Brandon Stone.
How you doing?
Doing wonderful. And yourself?
We're just setting up everybody having a good time.
Yeah, what can we do for you today, sir?
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
Don't cuss.
Wonderful. Let me ask you a question. If you got the state income tax, when you're not aware, all of a sudden, they tell you that you own $55,000 back from 2006, when I understand they can't go back but 3 years. Maybe you have some insight on that. Maybe you don't.
I can tell you this. If it was income that you did not show.
I showed it.
You did show it.
Sure I did. But for some reason, they give me a letter saying that I owe them $55,000 in income tax from 2006, which was 13, now 14 years ago.
I would get
Yeah, they're not
lawyer.
The feds. They can, they got different rules than the federal government.
Well, I Googled it up, and not interrupting you, but when I looked up the state bylaws on taxes, you can only claim 3 years. They can only claim you for 3 years on income tax refund or whether you owe.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'd have to research it. I know some people that they've done this to, though. I do know some people that they've gone back 5 years on. I've seen it. But
13 years.
13 years I've never seen.
Yeah, 13 years.
Never seen it.
2006.
Never seen it. I don't understand that one. You'll have to talk to a tax lawyer because that's an unusual thing.
I agree. I didn't know if you've ever wanted to run into that again, but
no, I've seen it go back five years.
Well, the statute says they can only go back 3 years on
if you
tax
if you filed it, but maybe. But
yeah,
I don't understand what's happened. So you may be a mistake. You might want to check with somebody.
Definitely get a lawyer. I would talk to somebody.
A tax lawyer is who you need to talk to.
Yeah, because they're threatening to lien my property.
Yeah, you definitely need a tax lawyer.
Yeah, get ahead of it, man.
Yeah, tax lawyer.
All right.
Be the one to go to.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you,
sir. You're more than welcome.
Call us again. Man, 13 years.
Oh, man, I never heard of that.
Well,
I don't know.
But, I mean, I definitely talk to a reputable tax lawyer.
Yeah, tax attorney would be the one to go to on this.
Yep.
So you need some good help on that one.
Real quick, before we go on to step number five.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. Terry Adams.
Oh, yeah, the conspiracy
and
show.
Leah will be here with us. Princess Leah. Be here. And I think Donna is coming.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, you know, she's been off convalescing this week, so she's going to come out tomorrow night. She's never met Terry.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I believe we're going to be off. It'll be a repeat of a fantastic program that we've done.
No doubt about it.
We'll pick out one out of all these. It's the fantastic
right.
one.
Yeah,
and then we'll be back.
TGIF.
That's right. We'll be back Monday live, and I understand we're going to have another special guest on Monday.
That's the way I understand.
All right. Do we need to say who it is now?
Let's just wait.
Okay.
Let it be a surprise.
He's.
I'm going to confirm it a little more before he shows up.
He's a long, tall fella. We're looking forward to having him on. All right. Now, I've got one other thing, but we're talking about, we can get step four, five, and six.
This channel, this strategy five is coming up.
We can get five and six in.
Sure.
Okay.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Strategy number five, invest in your health.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Fidelity Investments 2017 retiree health care cost estimate, a 65-year-old couple should plan on spending $275,000 in unreimbursed health care over their lifetimes.
Wow.
A figure that doesn't include long-term care and nursing home costs. That's a 6% jump from 2016, and no telling how much of a jump since 2019 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
So this increase largely attributed to higher Medicare premiums, you know, those things that they charge you when you get 65 and get on Medicare.
Right.
They charge you for Part B and A. Okay. Copays, deductibles, and prescription drugs. That's that new Part D.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Other studies we have seen put the out-of-pocket cost as high as $400,000.
Man, that's a lot of money.
So you got to be saving some money. You got to be having some long-term care insurance or have your retirement. That's why I preach so much about this. You know, everybody wants to put everything in the stock market. I'm not against putting stuff in the stock market, but beware, the stock market is only there. Right now, I think it might be full of a lot of hot air while it's there.
No.
But it's not going to pay you anything if you get sick. It's not going to pay you anything if the market drops.
Uh-huh.
You've got to have insurance on your investment, your health, and your wealth.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Now, say you got some money.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody got a little money. But say you got some money and you want it to grow.
Yeah.
So now what do? You take this money and you build your little greenhouse like 4x4 by about 3 feet high, and you put your money in there and maybe some, some black lights and some Miracle-Gro and, you know, a bug zapper to keep the bugs off of it.
Yeah.
Or should you call David Ernest at 279-7431 and let him get you into a program that's going to take that money and make it grow that way? Which is better, do you think?
279-7431. And we have a money tree that'll grow unbelievably.
Yes, indeed.
It gets real big, real quick, and it's always green.
There you go. Yes. So call David today, and, you know, don't wait around till you're 92 and you're like, I ought to call David. Lord have mercy. No, you need to call him today, 279-7431.
Yeah, chronic diseases can really wreck a retirement. Let's get ready to protect ourselves from those disasters, and then they won't be so bad.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So strategy number six, and this is going to sound like something from the Wild Wild West.
All right.
But hope for the best and insure for the worst. In other words, do it. Do something,
uh-huh,
and make sure you've got a bottom on the deal. In other words, you don't want to be able to just completely fall out. And that's what I was saying a little earlier.
Almost a Mel Brooks tribute.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you said that? There's a movie called The 12 Chairs, one of Mel Brooks' first movies, and that's a song from the movie called Hope for the Best, Expect the Worst.
Yes.
That's good advice.
It's really, really good advice. So you just hope for everything to be wonderful. You know, positive people get more done. They have better luck because they have better outlooks. But, you know, it's not a financial strategy at all. So bad things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready for them. You know, don't be driving down the road in a car uninsured.
No.
You know, that's the kind of person that hit me the other day, by the way.
Really? Yeah,
no insurance.
Oh, man.
I get a letter from their insurance company that says, this person that was driving the car that rear-ended you was not supposed to be on that insurance policy of that car. I'm paraphrasing. So, therefore, we're not going to pay you. So, guess what I had, though? I had uninsured motorist insurance.
So, there you go.
So, they're going to take care of me. I'm not going to lose my back end.
Well,
do you think about that, my friend?
You want off your car or the one that follows you around, the back end?
Well, you know, I'm okay.
That made me think. I heard a guy the other day say, I got to do some mechanic work this weekend. I said, what's that? He said, I'm going to put a rear end in a recliner. Mechanic work, you're going to rear end.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Wasn't that bad. I mean, come on.
Pretty good.
Killed him over to nursing home with that one. Not really. I mean, you got number six now.
Well, that was number six.
There's
more to number six, but let's get on with something else.
Okay.
I mean, like, maybe another caller could call in. And this is not a trick question. We just told you the answer.
All right.
How many strategies did we just say you could consider to use if you live beyond 100 or 100 and beyond?
So if you know how many
we just talked about. How many did we just talk about? You can win a lunch with Ernest Financial at the steak place out there on East Chase, and it's really good. They got peanuts and stuff like that.
272
Texas Roadhouse.
9228 if you think you know the answer.
If you know the answer and you want to have a no-obligation lunch with Ernest Financial, 272-9228. Or you can call 279-7431 and ask us for an appointment.
Okay, I'm looking on TV now. Bloomberg prepares for the first dim debate, and he's standing there holding a baby. I know that baby is scared to death that this old man...
It looks like he's about to baptize.
I was going to say, this old man's going to bite that baby.
Kind of reminds me when they do, you know, the baptism and everything. You know, the kid's scared to death.
Oh, heck yeah. They're out there, and they're throwing water on them.
I know. But so trivia question: How many strategies did we just have? I know we had one. I know we had two. I know we had three. How many more did we have?
We didn't have seven. I know that.
272-9228.
And speaking of Bloomberg, you know, I find it funny that he just shows up and he's trying to get in. And all of a sudden he's in. I mean,
Who they said he might be running with him.
I heard either Hillary or Michelle.
But I also heard that if Hillary runs for him, he better run himself, like run away.
Yeah, somebody said they saw the newspaper from November 3rd, 2020.
Yeah.
And it says Bloomberg and Hillary win the White House. And then it shows from November 4th. President-elect Bloomberg found shot to death, 14 bullet wounds, suspected suicide. And, you know, so I wouldn't, oh, Lord, no, not.
I don't know if I would trust her.
Hey, I got this other thing for you. We're talking political stuff tonight.
Yeah.
We'll run this. Maybe somebody will call us. 272-9228. I hear people like these, so we've got another one here.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Me again. Doing another one of them vague political commercials for my buddy that's running for office. You know, like that lady does for her husband. Now, my friend says, well, he gets elected. What in the world? Well, that's a helicopter. Wonder what that's doing around here. I wonder if it's that other fella that's running for office riding around in that thing. Kind of looks like it. He's leaning out of the helicopter, kind of looking around. Looks like he's lost something. I wonder if Baby Cakes has wandered away. You know, he can't read, so he's out picking up heavy stuff. He might have got lost. And that's what he's doing, is a hunting for Baby Cakes. Yeah, I bet that's what it is. Or he could be doing one of them commercials that he does where he talks about how much fun it is to ride around in a helicopter. He might be looking for some weeds to pull up. Ain't no telling what he's doing up there. You don't reckon he lost his baseball bat, do you? Well, we'll have more next time. See ya. I wonder if that's his wife flying that thing.
Oh, man, you're giving him a lot of publicity.
Baby, I know.
It's really helping him. Probably.
Couldn't hurt him.
You know. I know. It ain't hurt him.
We do have somebody on the phone.
Right.
I did not get a name. We're going live with
all right.
Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Please do not cuss. Where are you at? Are you there?
No, I won't cuss unless you want me to.
No, I don't
cuss. Oh, I know that. I know that voice.
Oh, okay.
I know that voice. That's a fantastic guy. He's over there, and I know what. Hey, how you doing, Marvin?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Ernst?
I'm doing good.
I think I know the answer.
All right. What you got?
Five.
Six.
Six. Oh, Lord.
Six.
Six. Oh, Lord. I know.
There you go.
Oh, well.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll take you to lunch anyway, Marvin. Just call and we'll get a time.
I'll call because we got to go check on that stuff anyway.
You got to come over. We'll have lunch when we get to or afterwards or whatever. Or before, or whatever.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, we'll go over there.
It'll work.
We'll go over there to the Texas Roadhouse. I'm good to my clients, especially if their name's Marvin.
There you go.
Thanks, Ernest. I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Magic Marvin. Call us anytime.
All right.
Have a good one, Marvin.
Friend of yours, huh? Have I met Marvin?
You might have. I don't know if he did or didn't at one of those meetings. He's a pretty good feller.
We just know good folks.
He works with the VA. And, you know, we did an event with the VA, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was the 7th.
Uh-huh.
Time gets away, but you know, the veterans, they just deserve so much more than what they get.
They really do. They've done so much.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you see one of these guys. I talked to a gentleman the other day who is probably the closest person I know to 100. I know he's over 90. He's like 94, 95. I can't think of his last name. He's a Baptist preacher. His name's Mr. John, and I cannot think of his last name. But I ran into him in Walmart one day, and we just sat and talked for a little while. He was waiting while his lovely wife did some shopping. And he was in, I'm sure it was World War II. And I think he was in Korea, too.
Yeah,
he got over there and got to, I mean, he's a tall, tall fella.
Uh-huh.
So, he's trying to keep his head down. And, you know, he's just telling me all this stuff that, you know, things he did and things he saw. And it's like history. You just want to sit there and listen because you know he's been there and seen this and done that, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, it's just amazing. I'm a sucker for stuff like that. And a great story. It was a, and I'm ashamed to say I can't remember this gentleman's name. He was mayor of Wetumpka many years ago, and he told me. And if this is a lie, he told it. He said he was there one morning, right toward the end of the war,
uh-huh.
And he got up one morning, and they were camped out, you know, and he had to go behind the bushes.
Yeah.
So he's standing there taking care of things. He's over somewhere over there. He said he heard something, and he's still taking care of business.
Yeah.
And he turns around and said, the two German soldiers standing there waiting to surrender. Because they didn't lay the guns down and was standing there with the hands up. And I said, you kidding me? He said, nope. I said, well, if it's a lie, he told it. But it was a great war story.
There's a lot of good war stories.
I'll find out his name.
There's so many good war stories. Just love hearing all of them, you know. And good football stories, good all kinds of
stories.
You
know, we ought to do that one night and just get some old soldiers in here, and I'm sure we ground up two or three fellas.
They'd love it.
Action. That's like my friend, my mind. I went to church with him over there in Wutonka, because somebody ought to call and tell me his name. And he was a sport now.
Yeah.
And he had been in World War II. He fought in Korea and in Vietnam. And
that's a lot.
Yeah, and I could see him just plain as day. But we were talking about him, and we put together a thing for Veterans Day, and I did a little video, and we dedicated it to him. And we said, this is dedicated to, and like I said, his name escapes me at the moment, said, he fought the Germans. He fought the Japanese. He fought the Vietnamese. He fought the Koreans. This man can't get along with nobody.
Well, that's what you want. You want somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's why folks should call you.
Well, yeah, when it comes to preserving your assets, I'm the man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the man with the plan, because I've been planning this stuff for almost 40 years.
Right.
The thing is, you don't want your assets to leave you before you leave.
No.
That's a bad thing.
You don't want to be like them boys on Hee Haw laying there singing, where, oh, where are you tonight?
Where did you leave me here all alone?
You don't want to be, you was gone. You don't want that to happen.
I invested the world over and thought I had true
money,
retirement, but it met a disaster and it was gone. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you say, well, what? I can't make any money doing that. Shoot, man, we made a lot of money last year, and that money locked in. So the proof is in the pudding. And here's the other thing. If you need your income to last forever, it will, even if the money runs out.
There you go.
Who's going to do that for you? If you get sick, you're going to get extra money. Not coming out of your retirement account, coming out of something else. So, you know, as we age, we want to make sure that we have things. And it's not like Social Security. You don't have to worry about it not being there, because it's there, because the government, believe it or not, makes these people invest money the way it should be to be there. They don't do as they tell you to do, but they make you do what they tell you to do. And so that's why it's there for you. But, you know, you can't trust them on what they're supposed to do for us, you know, because, it's going to be gone. You know, Social Security is in trouble, and something's going to happen about that. Now, what it is, I don't know. Will they cut down what they give you? I don't know. Will they tax you more? I don't know. But I know one thing. They ain't going to have enough fish to go around. Maybe they'll do something like Jesus did on the mount, you know, where he had just a little bit of something that turned into a lot. I don't know. Maybe they'll just print money. I don't know, man. You know.
It was, well, I always get it wrong. Was it two fishes and five loaves? Or
something like that.
Around?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't no.
But
wasn't
we
no,
don't have Jesus here to. Yeah. Well, we do have Jesus here to save us, but he probably thinks we're doing such unwise things with our money. They, you know, there's just so much they're going to do for you, you know.
And
we got to start doing the things right. And 1% occupational tax is a negative.
Yep.
It's a negative number.
Not good at all.
It's a 0.01 times the principal amount negative, you know. And
that's
in other
not
words,
good.
Each year, that's a negative amortization of 1% a year.
And you can't go in and raise somebody's pay. Or anything.
No, because they just get more of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You could lower the pay and they'd get less.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they take it off the gross, that means if you got like 401k coming out or retirement, everything, they get it before that comes out.
Bingo.
Man, that stinks. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's
all
see.
Right.
And I remember that gentleman's name. It was Mr. Henry Swindle.
All right.
One of the greatest men I think I've ever met.
Yeah.
Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? Don't cuss. Hello? Are you there? Hello? And they're gone. I don't know what happened there.
I think technology.
It could be. You know, me and technology sometimes don't get along. But technology of you calling somebody, call David Ernest, 279-7431. And he can get you an appointment. Come by. No obligation. Does not cost you anything. And it could save you a whole lot of money. And that saves you a whole lot of worry and saves you a whole lot of time. And there's that phone call again. Let's see what happens this time. Health and Wealth Show, who's this?
Gentlemen, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm crying right now. I have this external microphone I use on my phone, and I think it died.
Y'all
didn't hear me when I called in. It's terrible, man.
Man.
$5 to replace it, though, so I guess that's the good part.
Those things happen.
What I was going to chime in real quick, I really enjoyed the show y'all did about the baseball bat and Coleman the other day, but today, they were talking about, you talking about incremental changes like Social Security and how things are going to break down.
Uh-huh.
Today, they were talking about the SNAP program.
Yeah.
And what they've done on SNAP is they just changed a little bit of wording. People that were automatically getting SNAP, mm-hmm. now they're changing it to say that they're eligible, and so they're going to have to fill out paperwork that they didn't have to do before. And you know there'll be a bunch of people that just, they'll be intimidated by that, and it won't work.
You think?
So it's always small, incremental,
right.
but changes will come.
That's exactly right.
All right, Sam. We got to run, man.
Right on.
Call us again.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Keep calling.
And we got to go. We got just about time to hear this lovely song I wanted to play for you.
Yeah. If there's anything that anyone missed or want to ask, call 279-7431, and I'll get right back with you.
Yes, he will.
279-7431.
He'll take good care of you. Now, this is from The 12 Chairs by Mel Brooks. It's like you said, hope for the best. Expect the worst. We'll see you tomorrow night with Terry Adams right here on the Health and Wealth Show. What would it be? There it is.
Hope for the best.
Expect the worst. Some bring champagne, some die of thirst. The way of knowing which way it's going. Hope for the best. Splendid, he died the day he planned. Go and spend it shouting, live while you're alive. No one will survive.
Life is sorrow.
Here today and gone tomorrow. Live while you're alive. No one will survive. There's no guarantee. Hope for the best. Expect the worst.